essentially, we both have a common goal to try and improve the capacity building for healthcare workers and the education for frontline healthcare workers. So in our partnership that we announced, we're going to do a couple of things. Intel is going to be contributing on two fronts. The first is, you know, putting software in place to help with the training of frontline healthcare workers. And two, we've got some pretty smart engineers that are good at solving some of the technical problems around PCs and broadband. When we look at UNFPA, they're clearly leaders in terms of working with the ecosystem, the public sector, and the NGOs, and we'll really rely heavily on their expertise around defining the strategy for content and working with their partnerships to pull in the right players to provide that content that will be available to frontline healthcare workers.
And which countries will these frontline healthcare workers be located?
Based on our discussions, we are going to target three countries. The first three will be India, Bangladesh, and Ghana. So we're going to take an approach of trying to not get spread too thin. We'll focus on those three countries, which have a severe need to help improve infant mortality and maternal health. As we get success in those three countries, then we'll start to expand our efforts and reach into additional countries that have a similar need.
I understand you're going to try to target midwives.
When you look at what we're trying to do in the program to, one, build the capacity within a specific country and provide the right tools for education of frontline healthcare workers, it really spans more than just midwives. We're going to be focused on doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, midwives, and even community health workers, folks that have, maybe have a limited formal education and healthcare training. We want to be able to provide the right tools and capabilities so that they can do their job the best they can.
How can you be sure that those in the poorest countries will be able to access the content online?
Yeah, so what we're actually doing is putting together a solution that's focused on affordable PCs, focused on providing broadband to make that affordable and accessible. We're also putting together a software application called the School Healthcare Education Platform. And again, this is an open access, no charge software application available from Intel. And one of the neat features about this is it can work online and offline. So where a lot of commercial e-learning solutions are very focused on having an internet connection and doing training, what we've been able to do is actually put together a software application that sits on a computer and can work both online when you have connection to the internet, and it can also work offline when maybe you don't have connectivity.
Now, actually, this program is part of the Intel World Ahead program. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, this is actually an initiative that Intel founded about 4 or 5 years ago and basically put together a team to focus on how we can work with governments, the private sector, academia, to essentially provide access to affordable computers and broadband and essentially make those technologies available for people that don't have it today. At Intel, we estimate there's about 2 billion of the 7 billion people in the world today have access to a computer or to the internet. And what we're trying to do is work with governments to find ways to improve the affordability and the accessibility of those technologies to people that don't have it today.
How will you measure the success of this pilot program?
Well, initially, the main commitment that Intel made was to help governments train 1 million workers by 2015. So obviously there's a very strategic and objective target to get technology into the hands of people that don't have it today. So we're going to be essentially looking to see how far of a reach we make with this particular program in those countries, as well as expanding to new countries. But we're really targeting to reach 1 million workers by 2015. The broader goal, though, is really once these workers are trained and have access to the right content, are we able to have an impact on the healthcare of women and children? And ultimately, that's what we're trying to do, because we think if you have better trained health workers, that's going to ultimately lead to better health for women and children.